Wearing a blue vest emblazoned with the letters UNHCR, Jack Rui speaks with Sudanese refugees at the Jamam refugee camp in Upper Nile State, South Sudan. Jack, who now works for the UN Refugee Agency as a camp manager, was himself once a refugee. He fled to Ethiopia when he was 18 years old during the civil war, which eventually ended with South Sudan becoming a new African nation last year.
I feel happy because I'm helping those people who have suffered the way I suffer outside this country.
At the Yusuf Batil refugee camp, another former refugee, Idris Hassan, ticks off a piece of paper as refugees get supplies. Idris, who works for the Danish Refugee Council, fled to Ethiopia after losing his parents in the Sudanese civil war.
As a refugee who have encountered the refugee situation, I'm more than happy to help my people. I'm so happy indeed.
At another part of the refugee camp, Charles Jamba washes a UNHCR car and then checks its engine before leaving to check on other refugees. Another victim of the Sudanese civil war, he left the country in 1999. And spent over 6 years in one of the refugee camps in Uganda. He learned car mechanics and trained as a driver. Earlier this year, Charles Jamba returned to South Sudan when UNHCR employed him.
I was a refugee in Uganda, so now I'm also happy to work for the refugees, as they brought me here to work for the refugees.
The UN Refugee Agency sees the contribution of former refugees to the efforts to help Sudanese refugees in South Sudan as highly valuable. Christian Bauradier is the UNHCR protection officer in the country.
Refugees have a much easier time to relate to what the refugees are going through. For them, it's easier to understand their motivations, their emotions, how they perceive us as the humanitarian workers.
Former refugee Jack Rui puts it this way.
When I come back, I have interest to work with UNHCR because I'm like a child who has grown up under his father, and you cannot forget your father who educated you and who give you everything.
These former refugees, who are now humanitarian workers, offer help that gives refugees support and some hope. Jerry Adams, United Nations.